Hey, I'm back, baby. You already know what it is. Dope ass music, y'all. Y'all. Town business. But I'm down here in Tejas now, man. Shout out to Dope Back Dorino. Goddamn, I'm about to set it off. Roll it with the squad, we pop it off. Pop pouring clear in the cup, gon' top it off. Yep, SRT in the ring, catch me skirting off. Just got paid, watch me count it up. Money heat with the team like the Wayne Wade. Leave them on the floor like LeBron James. I'm living kinda good, so they gonna hate that. My aim hella good, so I regulate. Yep, doggy style on these hoes, call it pound cake. Yep, catch me flying through the town like a roller skate. Get it wrecking on the real, I don't hesitate. Smooth in the building, hoes gonna choose. Yep, shining on these niggas, blingin' hella jewels. Gone up a bit, feeling hella great. Yep, I'm riding this beat, yeah, you feel the bass.
You got weak niggas on the team, you losing. We thumbin' hundreds with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on the team, you losing. We thumbin' hundreds with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up.
Only fuck with 10, she's just an 8 back. I got 9 on me, she's getting 8. Yeah, I got 34, you pussies, you getting 8 back. Hop in with this shit, you hella late. Ha. Always eating good, the team's getting cake. Money, scrape a nigga quick, reaching on my plate. Rockin' luck, coast bull on the base. Yeah, purple in the cup like we crushed grapes. Ha. Who we think he is? Oh, I'm him. Yeah, no handout for these niggas like Tiny Tim. Nah, I wish a nigga would like Timmy Turner. Yeah, I'm the same OG, red rag with a burner. Spin it like Beckham when I hit the corner. Fresh dope on the coat like a starter jacket. Yep. Break her back with the yak and the honey packet. Elite is the team, keep the money stacking.
You got weak niggas on the team, you're losing. We thumbin' hundreds with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on the team, you're losing. We thumbin' hundreds with the band, so we run it up. Four doors on the right, so we cruising. Chewy said, dope, go ahead and fuck it up.
God, like, I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grant, hold it down. Rookie 9 all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Ruger 9, SC, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the streets got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little park, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas till they thought what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked. Cause a nigga run up on you, like say what you said, scrap. I was trained to go, always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We the niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, open his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Course I was outside, even grandma had the strap. Been bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blend by code, we don't hide, we can lie. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blend by code, we don't hide, we can lie. Nigga, we been outside. I've been outside since 95, y'all niggas still on the couch in the streets, cause mama said don't run in and out of house, so we out here. You can't find me with the young vets, they taught me young, even in the summer, don't let them see you sweat. Shit real, fuck around, and get your shit peeled, but when six around, everybody should they live. My block was a family, the village raised me, product of my environment, my block made me wild and crazy, thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting on fly shoot. Nice with the the 1-2s and 40 have my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up, and that's on the pack. That is facts. So jump, nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty, cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SG, so no matter where I step, I'll always be ADE. Fam, doubters to the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we can lie. Nigga, we been outside. Doubters to the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we can lie. Nigga, we been outside.
Barbie taking off like a motherfucking rocket. Capital One was in your motherfucking wallet. You don't even know me, but I'm always the topic. You only threw $100 damn, nigga, stop it. Staring at my watch, I got time today. Hold up, move these broke niggas out the way. Heard your baby mama got a lot to say. Mad cause you staring at my lingerie. Drop it low, shorty, drop it low. I can do it fast, I can ride it slow. What's my name, Chill? You ain't gotta know. Bring it back, shorty, bring it back, back. Don't be surprised when she asks where the cash at. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, drop down low with it. Pick it up, lose, control with it. You should be looking and she all up in my ass with it. Don't give a fuck, cause I'm all stank with it. Buy my money so I wipe my sweat with it. You nigga watching, he corrupts his bank in it. I know you mad that he spent your change on it. Buy my business so I bought a range with it. So bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Don't be surprised when he asks where the cash at. Bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Don't be surprised when he asks where the cash at. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Don't be surprised when he asks where the cash at. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Now bring it back, back, shorty, bring it back, back. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Dot, dot, dot.
In training, print baiting, eyes racing niggas in America's finest. West, west, real taco shops. We ain't talking about no Tex-Mex. This is my home, baby. Never be another. Bet the whole world know about Cali in the summer. I done seen several. The view's been incredible. From Highland and Edda Street to Euclid and Federal. The streets been my pedestal. Salute to my general. Cut from a cloth. Cali wrapped around my skeletal. I'm telling you, I'm home.
Let me leave it on the table. West, west till I die. Let me show you how my day go in my California home. Love in the ringo. We just put the thing on. Nothing compete with my California.
Look who got the torch yet again. Who up on them courts yet again? History repeats. Niggas hopped up out they seat when they popped out and started whipping feet. Cali got a history that shouldn't be a mystery. Hustle till you win and take a lap declaring victory. That's that efficiency, baby. Here's an epiphany, baby. Don't sleep on the Cali King. That slope is slippery, baby. They done turned the system down with all the toxicity, baby. Now we vibing higher as a whole expeditiously, baby. Cali brought it home.
Let me leave it on the table. What till I die?
Oh my goodness.
Let me show you how my day go in my California home. My
Yeah, dope. Yeah. I'm from that old New York. Yeah. Fucking with the wrong one, with the wrong one. That new shit. That gritty shit, you heard? Yeah. Papa, I got you. Yeah. These ops digging me, acting like friends, frenemies. Scared for a nigga to blow like Yosemite. Pauses, you kidding me, lyrically cause trickery. Dead serious about my cake, cuts need symmetry. Front on my dough, get buck, there fly with you, bait. No, I'm Malcolm in my arms, so you won't die civilly. That good dope, whole sight stuck on snipe mode. Walking in the party chain, bling like light show. Your bitch like a moth in the night, how she fly to the light pole. Hit once, D&D on flight mode. Don't put me on songs to ruffle feathers. This New York swag is ugly and my kung fu better. This tiger claw technique and punch holes through metal. Then like UFOs at night, known to kidnap peppers. Show them bitches what it is and give them time to recover. Then tomorrow get piped down, we the Mario Brothers.
Get on the track, we coast to coast. Them hating ass niggas, they love us the most. We only about the girl, fuck what you thought. Real niggas in the building, we pop it off. On the track, so take a picture. I'm shaking up the spot, just call me Richter. Blazing old man, stay off my zipper. Middle finger to the cops, just call me Flipper. She's a runner, I'm a pimper. Worker just like a stripper. Pinky finger her out, seven dick like it's dinner. Sticking dinner, no losing. Picking back, I'm a winner. No pretender, high bender. Stand on business, surrender. Money go get her, run my money, I'm a sender. Must be magic with these no-look passes. P-mode in the ride, no hands through traffic. Second paper, fuck haters. Bitches broke, see you later. Niggas broke, see you never. Mailman serving letters. I'm focused on M, and I'm counting out G's. Forever big B's, I'm forever a P. I run with some G's, bitch, don't run from the D. We walking on the track, we coast to coast. Them hating ass niggas, they love us the most. We only about the girl, fuck what you thought. Real niggas in the building, we pop it off.
Yeah. don't compare me to niggas, no parallel. Got the shit out the mud, yeah, I know it well. No embargo on cargo, my Fargo well. Nasty knives on this hoe, it ain't hard to tell. Magic words on my verbs, it ain't hard to spell. It ain't hard to spell. For you lazy niggas, I don't do no moving till you pay me, nigga. You can't play me, nigga, from the 80s, nigga. Came from scrape knees, now I make a rapper pay me late fees. Minutes way too valuable to waste these. I don't knock the hustle, ho, I'm Jay-Z. I don't press a pussy, I just chase cheese. Niggas want my father down, shake leaves, they a weak breeze. Niggas need me more to hate me, so I can't leave, ho, I can't leave, and that's influence. Simmons to the nest, been moving. They just trying to do the shit I've been doing. Ask me where I'm going, ho, to get to it. Niggas say they the wave, I'm the wind moving. And I don't really see no opposition. That would imply that you competition. Y'all ain't even good enough to mention. Just can't relate to these niggas. Smile on my face, but it's hating these niggas. I swear I can feel all the fake in these niggas. That's why I be so out of place with these niggas. Need space from these niggas, As I get faded like a gradient, out of box, every box that they place me in. Don't believe in the vision I'm giving out, then believe in the nigga that's saying it. Oh, just on the point, we ain't the same, these niggas flakes. Playing for keeps, up in the stakes. 365, whatever it takes. Even my miss is never mistakes. I just bop through this shit like it ain't no pressure. I'm always BG like the seventh letter. Fair exchange in this bitch, it don't get no better. Just on the play, we ain't the same. These niggas flakes, playing for keeps, up in the stakes. 365, whatever it takes. Even my miss is never mistakes. I just bop through this shit like it ain't no pressure. I'm always BG like the seventh letter. Fair exchange in this bitch, it don't get no better.
You wanna know why we not like you niggas? We don't like you niggas, so we don't want no features. You can't get nothing from us. We don't want your feet. We don't want none of that.
What's happening, my dog? Look, it's something.
Bitch hit me with a text. He told me check the heat. I told him, bitch, let me cook, grab the seasoning. I know they wasn't ready for it. I'm gonna, you better know it. Say, homie, don't be heroic. Got power like lyrical, and I'm back on my ghostish. I'm fresh and I'm boasting. All black inside, sexy murder, I don't miss. You had standards, glammed all you up for the more. The lens and I'm morphic. Can't help it, I'm so slick. I'm so infatuated with perfection, the Lord speak. The view's been distorted, I'm higher than coke hits. It's pure cocaine from Colombian borders. The patience, we hoard them. My lady's imported. She speak Arabic, kind of fluent but gorgeous. And baby on my side like a heater, a tourist. But checking the school, kid, I'm older than a warrior. The youngest so boring, everything about whores. Got a lick of stuff to sew your blend like your porridge. I got it on my mind, out of flop but storage. I gotta make a move, clocking in for like torture. A cuzzo hit the play out Diego with Dora. I'm hella important, keep checking the sources. Front page of the magazine, I'm shifting the culture. And I never hate, never dealing with vultures. Gonna cry the king cause I show you devotion. I got the motion. It's on me. Too easy.
Hey y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music. Googleable Team No Filter West Coast. You're now tuned to another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you pour up, roll up, do whatever the fuck you gotta do, because the show will be starting right after these messages.
BMG. Dope Ass Music. You know what it is.
Top of the key, I shoot for three, yeah, it's all net. Split the cards that I'm dealt, reshuffle deck. Gamble on my life, nigga, that's a sure bet. Stack the paper going up, let's run it up. Pour that Tito's in the player's cup and cheer me up. Muddy up the water, fan it in the double cup. In the town, we going dummy, yeah, we going nuts. Stomp the roof, got me gigging on these Bentley trucks. Corner bender, 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 that's a new whip. Hail Mary, hold daily for the team win. Call of Duty, package drops, yeah, we going in. Loving life like to death, man, I love my skin. Hate a nigga, love my brothers, yeah, that's my kin. Ripping what I show, you seeing my people win. Front to back, side to side, that's my Kelly slide. Back to back, $100,000 for the ride.
Fucking with me, I'll have you at your best stage of dating, cause you blessed with success and they want that. The whole world can clearly see you up next, so don't you hesitate to flex and let them see that you own that. No need for stressing, they fear your presence. No acquiescing, the world is yours.
Yo. When it's homes and this land we built, don't get attached to the government overtaxed the shit we got out the mud. Networks and credit lines that they don't offer if you black. All that freedom they espouse, this country got it off our back. I see the harm in that, no coincidence that we be warring. Aggression disproportionate, less fortunate. Young is out here torture shit, so they trying to keep us in the box. They start with gingerfying, redlining, they say it's fair timing. Any talk to unity ain't compelling them. They don't kill our leaders, they discredit them with bullshit and we letting them. Don't stand with your brother, you gon' fall. The fact that you consider a Trump, nigga, you love. The first skeleton was black, a fact they ignore. We been enslaved in a cage, still we endure. In my opinion, claim dominion, we was here before. Then reconnect the Pangea, cause it's all yours.
Fuck you and me, I'll have you at your best stage of dating, cause you blessed with success and they want that. The whole world can clearly see you up next, so don't you hesitate to flex and let them see that you own that. No need for stressing, they fear your presence. No acquiescing, the world is yours.
Yeah, we in the building, man. Just a Monday. We over here chilling, doing what we do. But I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite co-host, the man that goes coast to coast like butter and toast. You know what I mean? The man that touched all 48 continentals fucking with Alaska. And until they build a bridge to Hawaii, he ain't fucking with that one either. But ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and bring him on. Smooth.
What it do? What it do? It's Monday night. Y'all know what the fuck's going on. It's your boy Smooth, the motherfucking dude. Live on No Filter, No Filter Boys, man. What it do? 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 What it does? So, what's good?
What it does? What it does? Smooth the dude is on the road. Noise canceling headphones are in effect. It's up. It's up.
Pulling up to the paper mill and it smells, but it's cool though. Y'all can't smell it because we're on the radio.
Yeah. All right, we're going to bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Dominican Negro. We're still technically in Scorpio season, but we're trying to get to hurry up and get the fuck up out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris the Catalyst.
Y'all still got 10 babies. So, yeah. Y'all know what it is, Mr. Average. Chris the Catalyst against me with a better team. I'm going to get stopped for the shit I say. But I'm saying anyway, listen in the groove so fucking smooth. Be aware of most hated nigga in Delaware. The Rock on No Filter. Shit about to get realer. What up, nigga?
My boy.
Today is Veterans Day. Right?
Shout out to all the vets in my family. Shout out to my favorite vet, my mama. You already know what it is.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to my grandfather. He was in the Marines. Shout out to my father. He was in the Air Force. Shout out to Dub's grandfather. He was in the Navy. Your boy went down there to the MPA. Boy, I was almost this much a Navy man, but when they said I would have to be on a submarine for 6 months out of the year, I said, nah, that's not the life for me. Sorry. I'm just going to have to figure
I
out.
I sunk your battleship. They sunk your battleship, yeah, bro, with that one, fam?
man, wait, 6 months under the water with a bunch of niggas. This is before it was co-ed. No co-ed, semen under the water. It sounded gay. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. No. Couldn't do it. But shout out to those that could, that serve, that served our country. You know what
shout
I just found
the,
out?
Shout
actually.
Out to all the semen out
there. Navy are the real ones. Like, how do y'all be on a submarine? How do y'all be underwater that long? Like, how?
Yeah.
Thinking about that shit is insane to me. Like being on water, above it, below it, I don't care. Like being on water that long, it's insane to me. You wake up for 3 days and you haven't seen land. That's crazy to me.
Bruh. So I
never want to go on a cruise. I can't be on water that long. I'll freak the fuck out.
Look. So a cruise, right? There's a difference between a regular, like a little pussy-ass Gulf of Mexico cruise, little, you know, Baja California cruise, and a fucking Hawaii cruise. Cruise. You open in open water. Let me put this in perspective, right? Earth is not one of the largest planets, right? But it's big as fuck when you're a human on this planet. When you see a wave 100 feet high, and you're rolling with that nigga, that the ocean is 3,000 miles across on a good day. Well, we'll say the Atlantic from United States to England is 3,000 miles. Now, imagine doing that shit with sails. So you're only doing like 5 to 10 knots. You know, we'll say 5 miles an hour. Can you imagine crossing the Atlantic at 5 miles an hour? People was white people. Because there's no way that you're going to tell me I'm going to be on a boat for months on end. Nah, I can't do it.
I don't trust water like that. Like, you mean to tell me all these scientific... We know more about space than we do about the ocean. We know more about space than the ocean. And you expect me to go lollygagging across it? Not knowing what the fuck is out there or under that? Are you dumb?
I'm good. Some things that I just found out. The Department of Defense actually has a propaganda budget. And so when you see Department of Defense in movies, it's propaganda. So people don't think about, you know, when you think of propaganda, you think about like Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and all that. No, propaganda still exists right now. If you see the Department of Defense involved with that, it is propaganda to make sure that you're getting how they want you to view whatever information is being provided, which is considered propaganda.
Hell, Call of Duty.
I'm just talking about movies. I'm just talking about any movie that you watch.
No, but I'm talking about
budget.
Like, it's spread. Like, movies, TV shows, video games, all that shit.
Now, what's crazy is, right, everybody used to say the Vietnam War was the longest war. You know what the longest war is in United States history now is? The Afghan War. That's crazy, huh? We technically don't even consider it a war, but that shit lasted 20 years. That's crazy. I'm going to go ahead and bring on the ambassador himself, Mr. Sandra's Glam, now available only on itsquestion.com. You have to make a minimum $5 purchase, or you can purchase some merch and get the single for free. Either way, but ladies and gentlemen, Question is in the building.
Here, the ambassador, man, is only itsquestion.com, freshcharisma.com. Go get your single today. You can rap over the instrumental. I will tell you if that shit trash. Don't fuck up this beat like that, because we don't play that shit. And we will pull a cease and desist on your whole ass if that shit trash. Please believe.
Stop.
Yeah. So, Shaniqua's Glam will be coming out sometime before Christmas. That's the name of the song. It's called Shaniqua's Glam. That's going to be my version.
Cease and desist shortly after.
Why can't I? What about Sabrina's Glam? Can I call it Sabrina's Glam?
Cease and desist.
I'm just, see, this is what I'm saying, man. I can't call it Sabrina. I can't call it Shaniqua.
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want. It is registered to the Library of Congress, sound recording, all of the above. So the beat is copyrighted. So if y'all put out some bullshit, we are cease and desist of y'all shit. Simple. That's what happened when you do paperwork.
Just saying, man. You know,
business, my friend.
I just want to put out my little three pack. It's gonna be, it's only dope. Sonya's Glam.
It's also copyright as well. So don't worry. My lawyer can talk to us, your lawyer, and we can work out some sort of. Yeah, not a problem.
What if I do an interpretation? Can I interpolation? Can I do an interpolation?
No, it's called an interpolation.
It's an interpolation.
No.
A lawsuit.
It's interpolation, and no, you cannot.
Hey, man, this nigga can't. All right, so I'm going to have to do like Lil Wayne and 50 Cent did back in the day and not make no money off.
There you go.
All right, so. I'm just gonna have to do it for free. I'm gonna have to just do it for free. Oh man. All right. So the Pentagon has a propaganda budget, and which I didn't know, but I was today years old. And another thing is the Afghanistan war is the longest war in the United States history. And I also found out that we're technically in the second Gilded Age. So if y'all don't know, right, the Gilded Age was right after the Civil War. It was like from 1870 to like 1890, well, to the 1900s, right, when the wealthiest men in the United States actually had more money than the actual government, right? They had more money than the government, right? So we're in the second Gilded Age, technically. Mark Twain was the person that actually called it the Gilded Age, because it's like either you're extremely, extremely, extremely rich, or you're poor, right? Crazy. So second Gilded Age. Also, it was voted that opening scene, if you ever watched Saving Private Ryan, that is actually, they were voted that the best war scene ever, which I have to agree. Like, I like that one. Another movie that I like watching is It's the one with Jude Law. I mean, what's it called? What's it called? The Thin Red. Oh, hold on. It's when he was a sniper. I can't remember it. Doggone it. Oh, Enemy at the Gate. Enemy at the Gate. That movie is phenomenal. It's about the defense of Stalingrad, right? So it's the Battle of Stalingrad. Shout out to that was a good one. We're just gonna ask, you know, Smooth. What are some of your favorite war movies?
I'm working.
Smooth said his favorite is Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise. I'm just playing. Hey, Dead Reckoning 2, the second part is coming out next year. About to be lit. For all y'all that be hating on Tom Cruise, I don't give a fuck. Tom Cruise is one of the flyest old men action stars, right? If you could name me another action star over the age of 50 other than Jason Statham, right? Jason Statham is a bad motherfucker. Tom Cruise, action movies that are actually believable. Let me see. How old is Keanu Reeves? Hold on. How old is Keanu Reeves? I ain't going to lie.
Keanu was close to 50.
Are you not?
No, that nigga is 60, bruh. The motherfucker.
Oh, damn. Keanu?
Keanu is 60, bruh.
Yeah, he's 60.
That man fucking, he was born in 1964, bruh.
He got you beat, my boy.
Hey, Keanu Reeves is the
Keanu might got it.
He definitely got it. Even though Sylvester Stallone is doing, when he did what movie did he do? He did the little Amazon Prime little one. I forget what it was called. Where he was a superhero that went into retirement with something. I forget what it was. But Tulsa King, he's phenomenal in Tulsa King. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he looks like trash. Every time you do action, Steven Seagal. In the 90s, Steven Seagal was that motherfucker. He was that motherboy. He was on Deadly Ground. He was Out for Justice. He was Hard to Kill. He was even Marked for Death. But after that motherfucker just, look, the edit scenes was horrible. Don't do that no more. But I can't believe this nigga Keanu is 60. He actually looks better at 60 than Samuel L. Jackson. I ain't gonna lie. Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, phenomenal. As Shaft, I don't know. He was looking real, real old in Shaft. That last one when he had his son. Looked real old. On that last one when he had his son and it was Richard Roundtree.
Yeah.
He was looking kind of senior citizen-y. Mm-hmm. Except when he had a face full of glitter, though. When he had a face full of glitter. Man, that's... Hey. How's that? Speaking of about a face full of glitter, we're going to go ahead. We got Lynn in the building. What's happening, Lynn?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Ah, man, you know. It's over here. Holding it down.
For sure.
Holding it down. What else? Okay, so me and Smooth, we're going to talk about The Penguin, right? If you have not watched The Penguin, I don't know what to tell you. Y'all
put
are sleeping
in,
on one
in
of
the backlog. Put me in the backlog.
It's too late. It's the last episode. Yeah, it's too late. It's the last episode.
No, I mean, y'all talk about it and just bring me back when y'all finish.
But I'm just going to let you know, The Penguin does not die. That's it. Penguin doesn't die.
Why the fuck would he? Well, I kind of figured because they got to build some kind of franchise, and that's the only thing good they got running.
I mean, hold on. First of all, that last Batman wasn't bad. I have not seen the new Joker.
Batman?
That's not like, it's not like Marvel.
I liked it, but you hated it. Because you were talking about the ending. You said the ending, you hated the ending.
The ending was trash. Last 20 minutes was trash. But up until the last, to the ending, it's not like Marvel. Look, there's nothing worse than that last Venom movie. That last Venom movie was
that's
so
not
good.
They fault. That's not the MCU fault.
Whose fault is it?
That was Sony. Blame Sony for that fuck shit.
And then all that damn gay agenda they're pushing with that damn
Daredevil. We about to get Daredevil.
Hey, when Daredevil comes back, see, now that's the only thing that Netflix did great. The Defenders was good. Punisher was good. Daredevil
was
good.
All of them
was
good except Iron Fist.
Yeah, that Iron Fist was. And then the last season of Luke Cage was trash, too. That last season of Luke Cage was trash, too.
I liked it.
Man.
The only one that was trash was Iron Fist.
Yeah, Iron Fist was definitely trash. All right, so there was something. It was something about I was talking to somebody about the whole abortion thing, right? Abortion was actually Planned Parenthood, as we all know, was created to the black, brown, yellow population, right? And also to basically help eradicate the non-desirables of society, right? That's very cool, right? So we were talking about abortion. And I was like, okay, why is it? Now, I need you to listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I agree or disagree, but here's the statement. Here's the statement. Statement is, if a man decides that he does not want a child, he's still required financially to take care of that child, even if he explicitly said he doesn't want the kid. A woman says she don't want the kid. She has the right to abort that kid, literally kill the kid. Not be like, hey, I don't want to financially take care of the kid, but to kill the kid, right? So why is it okay, or why is the man persecuted for not wanting to financially take care of a child? Because he's persecuted. He can go to jail for not paying child support. He can go to, he can lose his license, all kinds of stuff. But why isn't a woman persecuted for, I actually want to start with Lynn and see how you feel about that.
It's a really sticky situation. I think the reason why women are, because it's my body, my choice, so I'm choosing to get rid of this thing or whatever the case may be. In most cases, when it comes to that, men, they don't want to pay for the procedure or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the baby is still brought forth or whatever the case may be. Women, I think the reason why women are not, because we're choosing not to, we it's our choice to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why women, I don't think they're persecuted for making that decision. Not saying it's right, but that's just what it is.
All right, so here was the question that I asked, right? The question I asked was, you both agreed to have unprotected sex, right? So and you both agreed. So when did it stop being and the baby has half his DNA, half your DNA. When does it go from a joint decision to only a woman's decision?
Only the woman has to carry the baby. You don't. That's the woman has to carry it.
All right, so you get to make the final decision because you have to carry the baby.
Yeah. I'm not saying, well, y'all probably know my answer, but I'm not saying that's the determining fact. I have to carry this baby. My whole life has to change. And your life is not going to change. A man's life, your everyday does not change until the baby actually gets there. My everyday has to change. The way I eat changes. What I intake in my body changes. The way I move changes. My face is changing. My body's changing. Everything is changing for me. So I can make, that's the determining factor. I'm the one that has to carry this baby.
So wait. You're saying that a man is not affected until the baby gets here?
Not physically.
Oh, okay. Not so we're only talking physically. So what about outside of physically?
I mean, more or less, it's your everyday life is not going to change, though. You see what I'm saying? You don't have
Did you
to.
Say my
you're not. You're not waking up with morning sickness. You're not. If you smell something, you're not throwing up. Like,
okay, we're still talking about physical.
Yes,
we're still talking. So if you take
physical
away. Okay, so the physical every day, but the man's every single day. When the baby, because he's affected, because he's mentally having to prepare.
Your day-to-day life is not changing, though. You see what I'm saying? I may not be able to get up and go to work because I'm so sick. Whereas a man, you're still able to get up and go to work or go play basketball or go play your game or do whatever the case may be. Not just my physical, my mental, my spiritual, everything is changing for me. Whereas you, it may not affect you the same way it's affecting me.
Okay, so... You know that men are they are physically affected by you being pregnant as well, right?
Yeah, on the day-to-day, it does. I was with someone when I was pregnant with my son, and I seen him getting sleepy, getting sick. His face was breaking out to a degree, but it wasn't to the point where he can't go to work. You see what I'm saying? He couldn't do his normal day-to-day activities because that's monetary. This is for a full 10 months. For me.
Okay. But you're saying that we're not affected. We're definitely affected. We're affected mentally, physically,
if you're there
and
every day, yes, but it's not going to be as long as mine.
What do you mean it's not as long? If we're there the whole pregnancy, it's going to be for the same amount of time.
No, but you're not going to be physically affected as much as I'm going to be. And again, the physical effect for me is going to stop my day-to-day. I don't think the stuff that's happening to me, I might not be able to get up and go to work for. Whereas a man, yeah, you might get sick for a little bit or your face is going to break out or you might be sleepy, but you're still physically able to get up and go to work or physically able to maintain your day-to-day routine, whereas I can't do that.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is that because women are affected more physically, that's what gives women the right to abort the child.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but that's, yeah.
Okay. All right, what you got, Crush?
Pretty much the same as mine. Because if you... Like, if you're not there, you won't be affected.
No, I was talking. My initial question was:
she gotta live with that. If you're not there, like we're only affected if we want to be.
No. You're talking about the affected. That was just a separate question. The primary question was. Why is it that as a man, if you don't want the baby, you're still financially responsible and prosecuted, but if she kills the baby, nothing happens to her, and she can make that decision regardless of how you feel. So how do you feel about that?
I feel if she don't want the child, okay. I'm not one of those people. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I may want the child, but if she doesn't, we're not having this child because, like, I don't got to carry this baby. She does. That's not my burden. That's not my burden to hold. Like that's her body. Like, that baby is in her.
You was in her. That's how the baby got in there. You was just in there with her.
Yeah.
You was just in her. So you was in there, and that's how she got pregnant.
I did my part, but her job is bigger than mine. So if she don't see, like, fuck no, I don't want to do that. I gotta respect it.
All right. When you say her job is bigger than yours, so I'm just trying to understand, because mentally, what I'm seeing, like, if it's 50-50, right? Because when the baby gets here, it's supposed to be 50-50.
A pregnancy is not 50-50. It's not.
It's not 50-50 until the baby gets here. What are you doing? Hold on.
The pregnancy is not 50-50.
A human lives 75 years. So because she carried the child for 9 months.
It's 10 months.
For 10 months. Carries the child for 10 months. That she's doing more than you as the father because she carried a child for 10 months. And a human lives for 75 years.
What did you do? Other than bust a nut, what did you do?
I had to, maybe I'm, it's different, right? Here's how I'm looking at it, right? I'm looking at it as a man. Now, and in 2024, it might be different. But when I was younger, it was work to convince a woman to have unprotected sex with you. It was work. They wasn't just giving up raw cootie cat in my day. You had to have something about you to make a woman feel safe to want to have your, and then on top of that, think about it. She had to find you desirable enough to want your kid and then think highly enough of you to want to keep that kid. You know, that's a lot of work. A lot of work to be a dad.
Okay, so, again, what did you do?
Other than busting up.
All right, let me tell you what I did. So, we didn't have a place to stay. Who do you think procured a place to stay? Do you think it was her or do you think it was me? No, it was me.
Okay.
All right. We needed a vehicle. She didn't have a vehicle. Who do you think had to procure a vehicle? That was me.
Okay. Now, Paul,
when
and you were physically able to get up and go do that, were you not?
Wait. You're talking about physical.
You were not. Hold on. You were physically able. You weren't sick. You weren't morning sickness. You didn't have none of that going on, fatigue, none of that going on, lack of rest, because you were physically able to get up and go do it. Were you not?
Well, that's because she was making $8 an hour. She was making $8 an hour, and I was making $15. So financially, she couldn't afford the place anyway.
True. But again, you're not answering the question. You were physically able to get up and go do it. Were you not?
Physically able to go to work too. She didn't. Nothing stopped her from going to work.
Okay.
Okay. How about
she went to work?
Everybody's pregnancy is different.
Okay. No. How about it like this? At what point could you leave?
Say that again.
At what point could you leave?
I could have left from day one.
Exactly.
So that's why you can jump up and leave this situation whenever you get ready to. That's why it's our choice. Because you can get up and leave this situation whenever you get ready to.
So I can leave.
You can physically leave this situation and not have nothing to do with this child. Not saying that that's right, but you could physically leave this situation and say, fuck this shit, I don't want nothing to do with this, and I have to be left raising this kid and going through all of this by myself. So why?
All right, so here was my point. My point was you're still not addressing my point. My point is if I get up and leave and you have my Social Security information and you go down to the state and they file me on paper and I told you I didn't want a kid, I'm still going to have to pay child support and I'm still going to have to, and I'll still go to jail or lose my license if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it okay that I get prosecuted if I don't want it, but if you don't want the child, you can kill it?
Because I chose to take the baby. Like, I chose to stay here. You left. And I'm not saying it's right. Again, I'm not saying it's right. But that's to not let you leave, you to leave me and have me in this situation, stuck in this situation by myself. So I'm choosing to handle this situation before it even gets there. And women, hold on, and don't get it twisted. Women are persecuted for having abortions. There's people out there. A man in Colorado Springs, where I'm from, had shot the Planned Parenthood the fuck up because people were having abortions. So women are persecuted about it. It's people standing out there picketing, all types of stuff.
I'm talking about the law. I'm not talking about psychopaths killing. I'm talking about by the law.
they're trying to pass that now. With the abortion ban. Like a dude is suing his baby mom, former baby mom for getting an abortion. It's happening.
Yeah, that's
now.
Him.
He's suing
her, but the government's not suing her. That's my point.
Yeah, the government can't do that, bro. Like, I don't know. I see some shit. The government can't.
They're taking notes on this case.
It's getting so bad now with the child support thing. Now with the abortion ban and shit, child support starting at the moment of conception. The moment that this baby's here, you're going to have to start paying child support. No longer when the baby get here, DNA test, as soon as it's conceived, you're on child support.
Hey, go back to what y'all was saying. The mother do more, but at the same time, that don't give her the right to just kill the baby because she wants to, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my eyes. But as a man that done been through that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can leave whenever the fuck we want to, so I can't just kill it.
But really, you can't. If she has your information, you're still going to pay for that kid.
True, but that's not happening until the baby gets here. I have to be pregnant. You how many kids you got? Like, you got how many kids?
I got,
you know what it's like.
I got three.
You got three children. So, I mean, I'm not understanding where you're not. The correlation is not coming for you.
Because the pregnancy didn't stop neither one of my kids' mothers from working.
And again, everybody's pregnancy. Some women are so sick that you can't. I was so sick, pregnant with both my kids, I couldn't even get out of bed some days. Let alone get up and go to work.
But you had them though, right? You said, okay, you know what? I'm still going to stick to
this. I have my kids.
Yeah, see.
But I also put on the other two where I didn't have some kids.
Here's my thing. We're not saying it's right, but this is my thing. If y'all both not in agreement about wanting this child, why the fuck are you trying to have a child?
And there go my point. That's what I was saying. It was a joint decision. So. You guys both made a decision. He said, I'm going to fuck you raw. She was like, I'm going to let you fuck me raw. It was
that's
a joint decision.
That happened. I mean, doing decisions about fucking. Now, everybody's fucking. Well, except me. But everybody else is fucking. The thing is, bringing a baby into this world is a totally different thing. Hell, a lot of niggas don't even like their baby mom.
But they're stuck with her
for the rest of their fucking life because it's not to the 18. It's for the rest.
You're negating accountability, Fred. There's accountability.
Let me finish. Okay, so they can say, oh, it's so many people are like, oh, I hate my baby mom. I hate my baby mom. I hate my baby father. I hate my baby father. Women have it better in that aspect because they got to deal with us changing up and switching up, us just saying fuck it and dipping, and someone got to take that accountability. I don't want to be a fucking mother. I will be a horrible parent. Let me get rid of this motherfucker because I'm not in the right. That's the most responsible thing. I'm not in the right place, in the right mind, in the right world to have a child. I'm getting rid of this motherfucker because it's not going to fuck up my life. It's going to fuck up your life. It's going to fuck up my parents' life if I don't got it like that. It's going to fuck up everybody around me because
why are you fucking wrong if you don't want a kid?
Listen, if I don't have my shit together,
Why are you fucking wrong if you can't?
There we go, Smooth. I thought I was the only one. Why are you fucking wrong if you don't want the responsibility?
Yeah, can't, if you know.
Not everybody is fucking wrong that's getting pregnant.
Out of one every 100 times fucking a condom bust. Yes, a condom only bust on me once in my whole life, my nigga. Like, that's a cop out, fam.
Both my kids came from the condom breaking.
Man, well, they ain't know what they was doing, bro. They wasn't sexually educated then, bro. Mm-hmm. The condoms don't bust like that, my nigga.
Mine did. Both of my kids that I would have possibly had came from condom prison.
Yeah, well, you wasn't doing something right. I mean, I ain't saying it like that, but I'm saying it like that. Someone right, fam.
There's a lot of dryness.
Motherfuckers make stupid decisions. Motherfuckers fucking people raw that they just met this and the third. Okay, y'all made that stupid decision. What's more stupid? Knowing you don't want to be with that person don't want to be with you.
No, I get that.
They're like miserable, and everybody the fuck around you like miserable, or doing the right thing and say, I'm not fit to be a parent, and getting rid of the child.
I get that, but that don't happen
everybody.
Every day, Crush. That ain't happening every day, Crush. That's like, I don't know, bro. It's like a cop-out, bro, still. That don't happen every day, my boy.
How's that fucking a cop-out? Well, let's be real.
It's still some accountability.
You're giving the other side of the spectrum versus 9 times out of 10, the reason why people are getting pregnant is because they're having raw sex. It's not because they're having condom sex.
And I understand that. I said, okay, you made a stupid decision. You want to make another dumb decision that's going to fuck up everybody's life around you?
I made a dumb decision.
Now I'm going to make another one by bringing a child in the world, knowing I can't support it.
Well, I mean, based on the fact that it was a one
now it's not your dumb decision. Now your dumb decision affects everybody.
Okay.
Fucking wrong.
All right, so
fucking wrong was a dumb decision that dealt with you and that person. Now bringing a baby into the world that you can't support, he can't support, is a fucking up. Everybody around you. It fucks up you. It fucks up him. It fucks up your family.
Chris,
it fucks up.
I need you to calm down, Chris. Why is you so?
What are we talking about here?
Because Chris, you're talking through your tainted vision. Let me give you a different scenario. Dub, we both know, we all know Dub was not actually ready to be a father. Right?
Okay.
He was making the dumb decision to fuck Raw. But you know, you know the difference between, let's say, somebody else and my son? All right, you made that decision.
He's manning up and handling in his business.
Okay. All right, boom. Now, because my son said, you know what, even if I can't do it, I got all this, I got the support over here to take the village to raise a child. So that's why I say you have to look at it different. I'm not even talking about making dumb decisions or whatever. I'm simply saying, once again, why is it okay that she can make the decision to terminate the pregnancy and not be prosecuted but if he decides he doesn't want the baby, he's prosecuted. That was it. I'm not trying to say anybody's right or anybody's wrong. I'm just trying to get everybody's opinion of why they feel that it's justified in that way. Lynn,
okay,
why she justified it,
that's mine.
I just need you to justify
it. Body. Because it's her body.
Okay. What do you think, Smooth?
I was kind of going on. I mean, earlier I was trying to say before I got cut off. Y'all can hear me. I'm in a bad area. I got one bar. You can hear me though?
Yeah, we can hear you. All
right. All right. I mean, like Lynn was saying earlier, the women do go through more physically. Mentally, I think that shit, y'all would never understand what we go through, and we'll never understand what y'all go through. So it ain't really a mental race. Physically, yes, y'all body is changing. Somebody growing inside of y'all. So, yes, if a nigga try to tell you physically that we go through more than y'all, he a motherfucking lie. Physically.
He a lie.
Mentally, we tip for tat mentally. Like, and I think maybe even y'all may go through more mentally, but you can't discredit a man because men, brain is like thinking, like, I just brought somebody in this world. If me and the baby mama gonna work out, do I need to marry her? My parents, damn, my kid. Every day we think about something different about the kid. Now, I ain't saying that I mind going faster than y'all's or thinking harder or more than y'all's, but I can only tell you what a man perspective is. So I don't want to put man's thinking harder than a woman think. But mentally, we both going through a lot, y'all, that y'all might not understand what we going through, and you women might not understand what men going through. Now, to answer, that was just on what y'all was saying earlier. But physically, yes, Lynn, y'all definitely go through way more than men. So I totally agree with everything you said about that physically. I mean physically. But men will go through some changes, but it's not like y'all. We'll probably, if we in the same house, I'm probably going to eat because y'all eat. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Y'all sleep. I'm going to sleep probably because you sleep. My sleeping pattern might be a little different. You sleep, let me leave her alone, go to the other room, and I'm going to play my game for a while or something like that. Or you waking up in the middle of the night throwing up, baby, let me get up with you. You all right? I need your help. Our past is fucking off are different, too. So we are with y'all. So, but that ain't really physical, but you can say that's physical, but it's more mental.
Right.
We got to cater to y'all a little bit more because y'all are way more emotional. So, I mean, it just depends on the situation. Is the guy there? Is the guy not? Or are y'all going through the pregnancy by y'allself? If it's like that, then y'all may go through more mentally because now you even worried about all the changes and what's going on. But you like, damn, is this nigga that I done had a baby with, is he going to be there in the long term for the baby, this, and that? So that's where my head goes with this. Now, to answer dope question, I done got off subject. Is it right? To me, honestly, no. But it has like a bullet points to it because, okay, I use myself for a situation. I got a girl pregnant, and I wanted to keep it. She didn't want to keep it, okay? Me being me, I'm sad, mad, but the type of person I am, my mental – I'm like, now that I didn't have it, it's like, okay, I actually dodged a bullet because if she didn't want to have my baby, that's just going to make more problems for me later on down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like baby mama drama, I don't jump when she say jump or ha-ha when she say jump. So that was going to cause drama. So in the end, with me thinking about it long term, I actually probably dodged a bullet by her making that decision and not having my baby. So, I mean, because honestly, if everybody happy, I'm happy, you happy, we finna have a baby, it shouldn't be no issues. Like, okay, let me have a baby and it's going to go. She wants to have a baby, it's going to be a smooth process. But if it's any tension, friction, that's the red flag right there. Okay, no, she don't. If a chick, I don't want to have your baby, okay. And in my eyes, the way situation I've been through is kind of like, well, she don't really like you then, thug, or want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the realization I had to come through in my situation. It took a minute, but after it happened and I seen the background and I sat and thought, talked to a couple people, like I just figured out that, hey, she wasn't that, you know, I liked her more than she liked me, and it is what it is, accepted it. I dodged the bullet. Is it wrong? Like I say, to me, yes, it is wrong, but different circumstances, you got to just be a bigger person and think about it. So it was wrong, but at the end of the day, I still won, so I'm okay with the decision. But that's just my opinion. Everybody else got different opinions and entitled to that. But me, that's wrong, letting a woman only have the responsibility of killing a kid because she don't want to. Because, look, I could have handled the kid myself. Had a kid, then bring her to me, and you ain't got to worry about it no more type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's explore other options. So, I mean, just because you don't want to have it and don't want to go to 10 months, I just learned something new. I thought it was 9, but now that I'm hearing it, it really kind of makes sense because it's all that time inner or beforehand or whatnot. So, I get it.
Yeah, that
like, say, I want to have it. So I want to have a kid. I'm cool with it, and I'm financially stable. Just because she don't want to do the 9 months, that kills my kid, but I'm financially stable to take care of a kid on my own. Like, that ain't fair. That ain't right. But, I mean, you know.
That was one of the points that I brought up, right? So here's just my personal feelings, right? I did not want any of my kids. I'm going to put this out there. I didn't want none of my kids, right? None of them. She decided, you know what, I'm going to keep the kid. I had a decision to make. So the decision was, since you're going to keep the kid, because I was raised by my father, right, and I know what it's like not to have a mother, I was like, I'm going to be my kid's wife, right? Now, you can't tell by the way I am with my kids that I didn't want none of these motherfuckers, but I didn't. But I still made the decision. I still had to financially, I still had to prepare for the child. I still had to do. So, even though I was forced into the situation, I don't regret none of my kids. My kids are a blessing, but I didn't want my kids. But I'm still, whether regardless if I wanted to or not, I'm still financially responsible for these children. And that's the part that I'm like, why is it okay for her to make the decision, but I can't make the decision when it was both our decisions to have the raw set? So that was it. So I am not saying no one's right, no one's wrong. This was just an open forum discussion. I don't want nobody thinking that I'm saying that you're wrong. It's just an open discussion for us to have. We got Denia in the building. What's happening, Denia?
No, I am saying that it's wrong. I am. But
I'm saying
like,
it's wrong,
you
too.
Think it, about the decision.
The scales ain't even.
Good evening.
You say the what ain't even, sir?
The scales ain't even. You're right. Like,
because I could be financially stable and want to keep that kid, but just because you don't want to do that 9 months, you get to make the final decision. I don't know. Like, that ain't fair. And then, like I say we do have a kid and we fall, we don't want to, a man don't want to take care of a child. Oh, shit, we can get put on child support, lose our license, go to jail. But if a woman don't want to take care of a kid, hold on. If a woman don't want to take care of a child, she gonna get government assistance. You can put a child up for an adoption, you know, to help her out, all this other stuff, which I ain't saying fair or not or mad. I'm not mad at the situation. What I'm saying is women have more advantages than men do when it comes to kids. Just because they are the child bearer. It makes sense, but then at the same time, when you dealing with stand-up guys who really want to take care of their kids, it's not fair. Now, I get a deadbeat mom, deadbeat dad, fuck them. I get that. But if a motherfucker trying on both ends, men and women, if both men and women are trying, the government should have initiatives for that instead of initiatives for being bummed.
Right. What I'm saying is, on the side of if a man don't want to have, the child, it should be just like they got paperwork to put you on child support. It should be paperwork that says, okay, I'm don't want to be liable for this child.
Mm-hmm.
It should be that, because if something like that was on the table, we would have a lot less of these conversations.
It is on the table. A man can sign off his rights. A man can sign off his rights and not have any rights to the child. So that is on the table.
But see, this is the thing. And a woman gonna get, would a woman still be able to get child support or anything like that?
No, you don't get. Mentally obligated to them or nothing. That child don't exist to you. Yeah, y'all share DNA, but legally, that child does not exist to you.
Like, okay,
I ain't never heard that to right
okay,
now.
Boom.
You have no financial responsibility to that child at all. That child does not exist to you. Y'all share DNA, yes, but that you have no financial responsibility to that child when you sign your rights away. You can't. That child can get $1 million check tomorrow. You have no legal obligation to that check to come to you at all. You have nothing to do with that child at all. That's what signing your rights away is.
Okay, so boom, they do it. They do it when, like, with surrogates. Like, say, like a lesbian couple wants to get a sperm donor. Like the man will sign
like
over
when you join the military and stuff.
And
you have to do it too.
Yeah,
you say what, Lynn?
When you join the military, because I was going to join the Air Force after I got out of high school, and then I didn't go right away. Then I ended up having my daughter, and I was like going to still try to go, and they was like, I had to legally sign my rights away until I got to my first duty station, go to court, do all that type of shit. You have to legally sign your rights, your parental rights away when you join the military.
Because my mom had to sign us away to my grandmother.
That's crazy.
You had to sign me and Juana away.
You're not
personally
responsible for that child, nothing, when you legally sign your rights away. You can get them back in the military, you know, but they just make it kind of hard because you're a single parent. So you have to have a family care plan and some other stuff in place when you do get them back. But it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of rigmarole.
Our situation was just a guardianship thing. It was a guardianship.
Yeah, ours, it was for me because I was a single parent.
In case she got deployed or anything and she was, she died in combat and everything, like our livelihood was in my grandmother's name.
Damn, okay.
But like,
okay.
If
I didn't know that.
If they started doing those type of agreements with all cases, we've been having a lot less of this conversation when it comes to when the father not wanting to be there. But on your way, smooth, it's kind of crazy because I don't know how that would be enforced. Like, yeah, you want the child, but she doesn't. She got to carry that.
Pregnant. She don't want it. I want it. All right, bitch. Take the 10 months. Here goes some money. Keep the kid for them 9 months. You don't want it? All right, bitch. Once you have it, give it to me. I don't even want it. She can. Now, this
right,
is the thing.
Right. It's paperwork. Listen. It's paperwork for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It got to be something like,
it's paperwork for that.
All right, the kid get rich or get smart. By your age 5, 6, you see you're a genius, bitch. You can't just come back trying to take them. No.
Right.
You can make her sign her rights away, yeah.
Yeah, and
you
have signs her rights away.
She
can do.
Yeah, and that's
but that's only if you sign her rights.
All she can do, when he get in the draft, she can holler, that's my baby up there, but... She ain't getting
so Listen, y'all. What if she don't sign her rights? What if we just agree with it? Like, I just, all right, she give me the baby day one. He turns seven, and he this genius. Like, legally, she probably could just come back and try to take him, huh? But I can show court documents and shit like that.
Yeah,
but
you can fight her. Hold on, one at a time.
I would go put that bitch on child support just like she would do a man. Oh, you want to come back after all this time? Oh, well, baby, where you been at? I would go put her on child support. You have not been financially responsible for this kid this whole time. Ain't done nothing. Where you been at? Oh, you want to come back? Okay, well, let's go to court. I'll put the paperwork in her life. That's like a bitch would do, nigga.
Yep. But then what will happen is, okay, let's say if that happens, let's say she comes back when she's seven, right? She still has her parental rights. But what ends up happening is you got to go to court, and they're going to give, number one, they're going to give her a supervised visit. And once you prove that she's a fit mother, unless the court says, now there's custodial rights and what is it, physical, there's like custodial and what's the other one? Custodial and there's
custodial
another one.
Custodial and parental.
Parental and custodial rights. Yeah, so custodial means I have possession of the child. Parental rights just means that you have a say in what happens with the kid. So custodial rights, so like if you say joint custody, right? So you guys both have the kid 50-50. Somebody's going to have it 51, someone's going to have it 49, right? Because legally somebody's got to have the kid more. And then like if you have the parental rights, you determine, right? If you have 50-50 parental rights, you guys both decide what school they go to. You can't just take the kid out of state without the other parent signing off. But if you have full custodial rights and full parental rights, it doesn't matter. You know, you can't keep the child away from them, but you're able to say, you know what, I determine when you have access to this child. So right now, between me and my daughter's mom, there is no custodial or parental rights, right? But she don't want to go to court because for the past 3 years, I've had Monet, and I'm financially able to take care of Monet. So if we were to go to court, it's going to show, well, he's been claiming her on his taxes. He pays for her care, and he also been providing a roof for the pay. Even though she was doing it for the years before that, once the past 3 years, they're not going to look at it. They're going to look at the past, who's had her now.
What she's been doing now, yep. Yep, that's how that works.
Thank
you for that knowledge. Thank both, all three of y'all, for that knowledge. But now, what's up with it?
What's going on?
You see, we got no filter, but we on some kind of different no filter tonight.
I see.
We ain't talking about breasts and pussy holes and dick going in.
Well, technically you are, but not in that sense.
You right. Technically we are. You right. I appreciate it now.
So, it's very interesting to hear this conversation because I think that, hold on.
Denai had to put her AR-14 away. She had to put her AR-15 away.
I cannot with you.
It'd be like this.
You a mess. Can you hear me?
So
I think like it's interesting, right? When it comes down to the whole situation of should the father and the mother make the decision if you choose to eliminate the pregnancy. And I kind of get what Smooth was saying in terms of like, you know, what if the father wants to keep it and the mom doesn't? That's a tricky situation, right? Because the mother has to carry that child. And I think the misconception about the whole situation is the fact of what, and I don't have kids, but I have a goddaughter, and I remember the day that she was born. And I remember the fact of us having to potentially have the conversation of whether or not her mother and her would survive. And I remember being there with her father and breaking down and just praying, you have this choice, right? Luckily, thank God, they're looking to survive. But having to have that conversation of having to make that choice, it shows that the father is incredible, you know, that the father does go through things emotionally, right? But at the same token, when it comes down to a pregnancy, that is a lot of pain. No matter how you fucking slice it, it is a lot of pain, and I do not think that it is right to ask someone who does not want to have a child to go through that pain, because they might not be able to make it emotionally or physically because of a situation where they're so stressed out, and I've had friends who had miscarriages. I have more friends that have miscarriages, actually.
So I think,
and miscarriages come multiple different ways, right? So, like, they come.
Oh, shit, Denia. Denia told you about getting that Boost Mobile phone or that Obama phone.
Hey, look, though, I didn't think about that, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to have this child. But I go through it anyway. I'm stressing even more, and then think about how I really don't want it. And then I have a miscarriage, whereas a chick that want to have it, her mental going to be different because she wants
right.
to have a child.
Right. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to miscarriage, I think people don't understand that they can come from different ways, right? It can come from a medical issue. It can come from stress. And so if it's a situation where the mother doesn't want to have the child and you force them to have the child and they're stressed the hell out because they're going through all this pain they didn't want to go through and, you know, trying to figure out how to deal with it and they lose the child, how is that going to affect the person that then wanted to have the child, that you've now made this woman go through all of this? She's lost this child. She's feeling horrible about losing this child. And she's been through all this pain just because you wanted to do something that she didn't want to do.
Or even die. You can die from childbirth. Like, you could literally
that part
die
too.
From childbirth.
No, yes, that part too.
You can make it full time and you can die from childbirth, whereas I could have dealt with this situation 10 months ago before it even got to this point.
Mhm. So this is kind of why this thing is so frustrating, where it's like, you know, that these guys want control of women's bodies, but they don't even think about this kind of stuff at all.
Now, you right.
And yes,
I,
now
I,
mind you.
I didn't think about it right now. I say you right because I didn't think about it till right now when you just said it. So
of course not, because I mean, like I said, because most people don't talk about that part. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, most people don't talk about that part, and they don't. And what people really don't think about the fact of they. It's bad. For me, I think it's better to terminate a pregnancy if you're going to kill the child later with the way that's your household's raised, as a raiser.
Mm-hmm.
Because
see,
the way
I think
that.
That's where Crush that, coming from when he say that shit. That's what you really mean, Crush. But how do you know that you're going to kill it later? What are you saying by that, though? Like,
so,
talking about during the term,
because, so, hold on, so let me explain. So, like,
not,
when you, so when you,
like, physically, but, like, mentally.
So, mentally and physically, because, so, like, let's think about this. So, you have a child that you did not want to have, and you cannot afford to have that child. That means that child is not going to have nutrition as they're in the womb. Now, if you cannot afford to have a child, that means you're not going to the hospital, you're not doing your prenatal, you're not doing anything that is going to help you to have a healthy child, right? Then, when it comes, and then, you know, and then, like, you know, you know, then there's a possibility of, you know, what happens at the hospital. You don't know. Is the child going to come out properly? That's not always, mm-hmm. that's not always the case. You can have the kid has to be in NICU, like all these kinds of different things because of the fact that you weren't able to provide the proper food for that child when it was in the womb, right? Then mm-hmm. you have a situation where you can't afford it because children are freaking expensive. Oh my goodness, right? So now mm-hmm. you have a situation where the child's not in a healthy home and they're in this space where they have this blood poisoning everywhere and this and the third and. You know, and then there's an unhealthy environment because you're in an abusive relationship. Like, there's so many different things, right? So you kill them. So that's where the kid's spirit gets killed. But then there's a situation also where, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship, guaranteed, mm-hmm. if they're hitting that mama, they're going to hit that kid at some point, period.
Yep.
And who knows how old that child's gonna be? They're gonna hit that child. They're gonna hit that child. They're gonna hit that child. They're gonna do something to harm that kid. And what do you think the mother is going to feel like when they know they brought their child into something that's unhealthy for them, and they cannot protect them?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this whole situation is the fact that this shit's so damn complicated. But people think it's just easy to be like, yep, just have to have all the babies in the world, have no fucking clue about what to do after that child's born. And they don't care. Because that's not they're worried about life begins with conception, but what happens after the child is born? They don't give a damn because they're not the ones taking care of it. They're not the ones that have to teach it and uplift that child because the parents didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Ask any teacher about the situation and tell them how many kids it has had, how many hearts of children it's had to repair at 6 years old. I'm telling you this because I don't have children, but I've worked with kids long enough to see.
Mm-hmm.
And kids can get messed up very, very young. And the last time I was with the Boys and Girls Club, I had to stop my class of jewelry making to go and get to get my boss to explain to her that we need to have a conversation with her parents because this child is talking about sex at 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does not deserve to have children. Full stop.
Yeah, I get
all of that. I get both sides of the discussion. So. First talking, it ain't falling on their video, but it's just my strong mind. My strong mind. At the end of the day, all this comes down to
accountability. All right, there was something else that All right, so here's another thing where when it comes to accountability and how this shit is one-sided, right?
Right.
So we all knew that Megan Thee Stallion was lying, right? We all knew she was lying.
No,
we all knew she was lying.
Here we go.
You didn't know she was lying?
About
sex with him?
Yes.
About her having sex with her?
About them sleeping together. Yeah, we know that part.
Yeah, we all knew that.
So last year when me, Smooth, Pressure, and everybody was talking about it, I said, this is what I said happened. She was fucking the little dwarf nigga with the hair plug. Because she's a scandalous bitch. She was fucking her best friend's man. She said something while she was in the car, like, that's why I'm fucking your man. Her homegirl don't play that shit, grabbed the gun and was getting ready to shoot her ass. And Tory Lanez was like, no. Right? Because he was I was like, first of all, remember I said, why would you get in a car with a chick, with two women that you're fucking? I would not get in a car with two women that I'm fucking, and one of them I'm not supposed to be fucking.
Right. That's stupid.
That's what's my point. The reason why he went to jail was for stupidity, because he got in a limousine with two women that he was fucking, and he was secretly fucking one that he wasn't supposed to be fucking, and he should have known that the best friend is about that life. See, when you're fucking a chick, you're supposed to know if she's about that life or not, right? That's one of the few things you realize is, oh, you know what? My girl's about that life. Like Lynn's about that life. She'll cut you. She'll pour gasoline on your car and set it on fire. We know Lynn is about that life.
Wow.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Denia, unless you're physically assaulting Denia, Denia's gonna be like, "Oh, you wanna fuck around? Whatever. You know what? I could find me somebody better, right?" She's not as petty as Lynn, but Lynn is gonna be petty, and then she's gonna leave, right?
And then I'm leaving.
Right.
I
then she's gonna leave.
I have to.
Yeah. Exactly. We know that you got to up the score. Right.
Right.
Denia know where Jimmy Hoffa is buried.
Jimmy Hoffa.
But she's definitely not going to get any kind of assault or misdemeanor charges behind no dude. Lynn is going up the score, and she's okay because she
got
bail money.
I got bail money.
So here's my thing, right? My thing is how, like, why when women lie on men, are they not persecuted for that perjury? Think about how many women have lied on the stand on men that we know, right? That we know, like, not that we know them personally, but that we know, and none of them get persecuted. The nigga done got locked up.
What's lying about what exactly, though?
Right.
Because I feel like women can be prosecuted. If you lie and say a man raped you and he did not rape you, I feel like you should go to jail.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. We're all in agreement on that.
I feel like you should. If a woman gets on the stand and lies and changes this man's whole trajectory of life and you know goddamn well he did not do this, you should go to jail. Now,
absolutely.
If we're talking about this Megan Thee Stallion situation, that situation is really sticky. It's really, really sticky, and it's a lot of shit that it's still stuff that we do not know that I feel like it hasn't been said and that we need to know.
Right.
Okay, so here's my question. Do we believe that the little leprechaun nigga shot Megan?
Yes.
He shot her. Like, he shot her.
No. I'm gonna ask the question again. Y'all know the fuck I mean. Do we believe the little leprechaun nigga shot Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes.
No. Or was it the best friend trying to shoot Megan?
No. Did anybody else not read the court documentation? And I'm not even talking about the video. The voicemail. Did anybody else listen to the voicemail?
So you saying he did a Joe Pesci in Goodfellas and said yippee-ki-yay, bitch, and started shooting at her feet?
Yes, the nigga shot her. He shot her. He didn't mean to shoot her.
Fresh. Do you believe that the leprechaun nigga shot Megan? Intentionally tried to shoot Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he's just me. I don't believe the little leprechaun nigga tried to shoot Megan Thee Stallion.
Why do you not believe it?
First of all, the fucking gun handle was pink. Even though I don't know no nigga that carry around a pink fucking handle gun.
Hold on, because Tory Lanez is not no regular nigga. That nigga's Canadian anyway.
I don't think he tried to shoot her. Now, did he shoot the gun? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, and I think what Dope was saying was, like, he didn't aim at her and try to deliberately shoot her. Now, I don't know what these court documents said or whatever. He may have aimed it at her feet or whatever, because that's what she got shot at. And some rookies say maybe, if that was him. Or did the girl. I don't know that, but I don't think he tried to shoot her.
Okay,
and
this is what I think. This is what
I think.
I don't
think he tried to kill her, but he shot her.
No,
what do you
I don't think he tried to kill her. This is what I think happened. So, Meg found out that was fucking both of them. He tried to get Kelsey. He was in between them. And she started beating him the fuck up. No, back. No, this, because we're leaving out a major part. We're leaving out a major part. He was trying to get at Kylie. That's why they were at the party. He was trying to get at Kylie. So not only is you fucking my best friend, you're fucking now you're trying to fuck my other friend. And everything in front of my face. So he thinks he on some big rah-rah shit. He probably thinks he on some big rah-rah shit and everything. He probably had the liquor in his system, probably high as fuck, talking about and she started whooping his ass, and that's how he shot him. He probably had the gun in his hand trying to be Big Meech or something. And that's how he shot him.
Nah. What happened? Now, he was trying to fuck Kylie, right? Because he thought he was that nigga because he was fucking Megan Thee Stallion. But Megan is known for fucking her best friend's niggas behind her back, right? We know this for a fact. So we knew that she was like, you chartered a flight to go see this nigga Tory to fuck him, to find out what y'all girl was telling you about, saying how this little leprechaun nigga, he's dragging on the floor. Well, shit, let me go find out what this hair plug leprechaun nigga is doing. So you chartered a flight, and you like what you was getting, even though he had to stand on a stool to fuck you doggy style, right?
So
face it at the party. You see this nigga over here talking to the white bitch, and both of y'all feel some kind of way because Megan, you're not supposed to be fucking him, but you are fucking him, and you're starting to have feelings. The best friend already had the feelings, and she was like, oh, you're going to play with me in front of my face, right? So they get in the limousine, and then Megan was like, why are you fucking Kylie? Why are you trying to fuck Kylie? And then the best friend was like, hey, Megan, why do you even care about the fact that he want to fuck Kylie? Why are you so emotionally involved? Well, he's fucking me, and he's fucking you, girl. Oh, you fucking my man? This is about the seventh time you done did this, bitch. I'm going to kill you. So she pulled a gun out, make it hop out the car to try to run, and Tory Lanez was like, no, baby, don't shoot her. And he grabbed the gun, and that's why they seen him and her with her hands on the gun. That's why they both got GSR on their hands, because she was going to shoot this bitch, Megan Thee Stallion. And he stopped her. So that's what really happened. I'm not falling for the okie doke.
Why Casey has not spoken out? Like, why did she not clear her name? I just don't understand it. Or even if she cleared him.
Because she wasn't supposed to have an unregistered gun in California. And so nobody wanted for them to come out. No, it was her gun because it was a pink. It was a gun with a pink handle on it. Now, I get it. The nigga's from Canada, but I don't know too many motherfuckers with a pink handle gun.
I don't know. When you do cocaine, you do weird shit, so I don't know.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
He seemed like the goofy type of nigga that will flex with his girl's gun. I still believe what I believe, because it may be her gun, but I still believe he shot her.
He was like, baby, he went in her purse and said, baby, let me see your gun. I'm about to shoot this bitch.
No, I don't think he was like, baby, let me see your gun so I can shoot this bitch. I think he already had it.
What if they was in there jumping his ass?
I think Meg was beating his ass in the back of that truck.
Oh. Because Megan is known when she's drunk to beat. She is known to fight niggas when she's drunk. Now, that is something that is known, that when she's drunk, she likes to fight niggas. And Tory Lanez being 5'1", he's probably putting a pause on that little leprechaun nigga. And he was like,
put the bits on that nigga.
What they say in Harlem Nights, you're dealing with a heavyweight. Heavyweight. And as we have talked on No Filter, we do not advocate hitting women, but if she punches you in the face and she draws blood, all bets are off.
Nah, I got sisters.
We don't advocate putting hands on men either.
I got sisters. I don't got to touch you. I got sisters.
Nah. Well, I'm not going to sit there and bleed while I wait for my sister to come whoop your ass. If I bleed, you're going to bleed at the same time.
I will.
That's because you're sadistic.
I have.
If a woman hits me at 50 years old and my nose start bleeding, I promise you, I'm going to fucking suplex that bitch.
No, I'm going to walk. I'm going to leave. If she drop my shit, I'm going to leave. But when my sister shit,
man,
it's a wrap.
I'm going to be like, Tiger uppercut. Tiger uppercut. Oh, you can't. Oh, you can't.
And you going to jail.
You're old as fuck.
You going to jail.
Tiger uppercut. Old as hell.
Wait. Why am I going to jail? It's self-defense. She literally drew blood. I have the right to defend myself.
All right, try to play that in court.
True.
Then
that goes to the problem of the court system, right? No, but this is where we have a problem with the court system, because there are women that are abusive towards men, and when the cops come, instead of taking the shit seriously, they're usually blaming the guy, this and the third or whatever. So this is where the court has to change in that perspective as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that. I've been on both sides of that.
Wait, what do you mean?
I've been in the state of California. They determine who's most at fault, and it's an OJ law, right? So after OJ was beating the shit out of Nicole, they passed a law saying that somebody is going to go to jail if there's a domestic violence, right?
Gotcha.
Even if there's no blood or no nothing, they're going to determine who's most at fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and you cannot get OR'd, you have to bond out. You cannot OR over a domestic. So I've been there where, because she said what she said, I went to jail. And then I've been where I was like, hey, I had physical evidence that she hit me, and she went to jail.
Right. So,
but what I found out is once she draws blood, I have the right to defend myself. So it's only domestic abuse if she punched me and I don't defend myself, right? But if she hits me and she draws blood,
then it's defense.
Right, it's self defense. It's no longer domestic violence. It's now self defense.
Self defense. Gotcha.
Yeah, but she gotta draw blood. So I'd be like,
yeah.
So
still can't do it. Because
I'd be like, oh my god, I'm in fear for my life. I could have bled out. Excuse me. And then I could just give her the combo. I can give her a combo and put her to sleep.
Yeah. Nah.
But I would not feel good about knocking a female out, except when I was in the seventh grade. I actually felt good about knocking her out. But that was a long time ago.
That's
well, why
the
was
that
white school? What was
it? It was
the
only
because
she was a white girl. Okay,
I mean,
well, I told the story before.
Wait, okay, wait.
But,
you,
I mean,
what? Wait, what? Hold on. That,
don't.
I'm
what?
Sorry. Just,
don't do it. Don't. I'm telling y'all for y'all sanity.
No, because
don't do
because
it.
The only because
don't
the only
ask.
Thing that could make damn that I'm asking because the only thing that will make sense is that she came out her not mouth says came out of her body and said what I think she said.
Because
my son
okay.
was in a similar situation and the girl said what she said and he slapped the shit out of her and they didn't suspend him because of what she said.
Yeah. So what's
oh,
the
well,
so here's,
well, she said,
here's in the seventh grade now. She was 5'10". In the seventh grade, I was probably maybe 5'1". You know, we all know what I look like. I was thin. I was frail. Had big glasses. Everybody decided that, oh, you know, he's good to pick on. But it always
gotcha.
Happens in the beginning of the school year because they don't realize until after I fire off that I'm not that one. All
right,
right. So I'm in the class. I'm doing what I'm doing. And she she says something to me. And I was like, well, whatever, Big Bird, because she was very – she was a tall chick. So she walked up to me, and she was like, you little nigger.
And I
felt so much joy when I did my tiger upper punch, my uppercut, and she fell over the desk and hit her head on the floor. I felt so much joy. I've never hit
that's
a black woman. I've only hit white women.
Not white. Okay, not. Okay, let's for people that are just coming in right now, that's not
well,
what happened was no because that, because I approve of that and I'm gonna tell you why because when I was in school and the two times you know, I saw that twice in my entire life and the two times I think I saw red yeah I mean this was here but I'm just saying like it was. Luckily, people were able to stop me from doing what I wanted to do. But I saw red, and I was already tall. So it would have been bad. It could have been really bad. So, yeah.